There Must Be Blood. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is walking a tightrope across Niagara Falls sufficiently dangerous?
Suspended 200 feet over Niagara Falls.
How about suspended 200 feet over Niagara Falls on a tether?
Now, it doesn't keep me on the wire in any way. It keeps me safe from dying. I still have to balance. I still have to stay on top of that wire.
That's Daredevil Nick Wallenda, who was told by ABC, wear a tether or no live broadcast tonight. And there are people who insist the tether detracts from the purity of the stunt and they won't watch. He should have to risk death, like his father Carl Wallenda, who took a fatal plunge in 1978. But we seem to want to raise the stakes for everything, don't we? In video games, used to be your character would die, you could just hit reset. Now there's a trend. In Call of Duty 4, Sergeant Paul Jackson dies after his helicopter crashes. In Mass Effect 2, Commander Shepard plunges to his death. There's even a Roadrunner cartoon on YouTube where Wile E. Coyote finally catches him.
I did it. He's under there. I got him.
Oh, this is delicious.
You know, it's like when you work for your meal, it just tastes that much better, you know?
This is morbid. Let the man wear the tether. How can you say it's not thrilling enough? Think of it this way. Instead of falling once, he could fall innumerable times. Even more entertaining. Unless the prediction of this Buffalo professor comes true.
And I wouldn't be at all surprised if once he's out there, he finds a way to get rid of that tether.
That's when I turn it off. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.